Lloyd McCartan, the guy who works the guitar and saxophone for indie rock band Lost Cousins. Thanks a lot for coming on the program today, man.
Thanks for having me.
And we just heard your song Mindmaker leading into the interview. Back in June, you guys had this mysterious phone number that you released, and it was appearing in major cities across North America. It's kind of a creative promotion, because if people were to call that number, they got a preview of the song. Who came up with that idea, and is creative promotion something that you guys regularly try to work into the mix?
Yeah, I think we've always kind of opted for grassroots kind of promo stuff. Like when we were still living in Kingston, we tried to make a lot of kind of goofy, funny videos that kind of like showcase the town or our sense of humor or just weird things like sports themed videos, even though none of us are very good at anything. So just using those and making funny videos out of them and using promos like that. But the idea actually came from our label rep, Matt Vlahovich, who has been super supportive of everything and just had this crazy idea, and we thought it was a good thing to try and try out for our first single release with the label. So yeah, we thought it was really cool. We got some weird responses. Some people didn't really know what was going on, but I think that was kind of part of it too, just get people talking about it and thinking about the song Mindmaker.
Hey, it seems like the new album coming out February 1st, In Scenery, it seems like it's a lot really focused on kind of wrapping your arms around change and just the inevitability in life of, you know, having to adapt and new things coming your way. Do you find that your music being able to create kind of helps you personally with that process of embracing change and all the kind of ups and downs that come with that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Cam, our drummer, wrote the lyrics for the album, and he did a lot of moving when he was a kid. Like, he moved from Vancouver to Ottawa, like, permanently. And then when he went away to school, he moved from Ottawa to Kingston, and then from Kingston to Toronto, where we live now. And that's kind of where it all comes from. And just the idea, our band name, actually, Lost Cousins, was named after a song that's kind of also written about that kind of change. And I think it's just a universal kind of feeling that you get when you have to like relocate your life, even if it's just temporarily, to some new place and like make new friends and leave old ones behind, and people kind of like fall by the wayside. That's kind of where Lost Cousins came from. And I think there's a kind of powerful energy and like nostalgia to it that anyone can connect with, and being a part of like helping those songs come to life definitely was really special for me. And connecting with those lyrics myself, I find it's really special to be able to perform that kind of stuff live and like help on the vocals and like really connect with that energy.
And moving to Toronto, have you kind of sensed that experience of uprooting and moving to the city, has that sort of had an influence and left its mark in the music, do you think?
Definitely. There's a lot of, I think there's a really big sense of longing for like open spaces and the sort of like missing piece kind of thing that comes up a lot in the music, whether that be like nature or the ocean or like a forest or anything that you can't really get in its authenticity in a city. Like, sure, there are parks and there are like gorges and ravines and things, but you don't really get the expanse of like just woods or just water and everything. And I also think like the sort of the claustrophobia that you get when you move to Toronto initially is pretty overwhelming. And when we moved to Toronto, we were living together. And we all lived in this like really crappy basement apartment, like right downtown, but we wanted to live downtown, and that was the only way we could afford to do it, was in a shitty basement apartment. So we did that, and it was like really cramped, and like a few of us had a lot of trouble finding jobs when we first moved to the city. So I think it was like a lot of time for us to like reflect on like what this sort of experience entailed and like how we were feeling about it and how it wasn't as like magical and amazing as we thought it was going to be, but like we overcame it and we learned to love the city a lot for what it is.
Yeah, you know, you guys have your album release show on February 15th at the Great Hall with special guests the Pick Brothers. Now, what can a Radio Humber listener expect if they come to see you live?
We really try to like fill out the sound as much as we possibly can, so we definitely look to like sort of reinvent the energy from the album in a live setting that like speaks to the room. And that's why we wanted to do the Great Hall, just because it's such an amazing venue to showcase sort of the visual aspects of our band as well as the sonic aspects, and it will really do us justice, I think.
full-length album coming out February 1st. It's called In Scenery, and the album release show at the Great Hall, February 15th. Lloyd McCartan, guitarist and saxophone player from Lost Cousins. Thanks a lot, man. Great talking to you.
Hey, thanks for having me.